In today's video, I meet the extreme activist group Just Stop Oil.
If we receive no response from ministers by the end of Friday the 4th,
we will escalate our legal disruption against this government.
Our actions will be proportionate to the scale of this crisis.
Over the last month, they've blocked roads, thrown soup at works of art, and sprayed buildings and caused disruption for many Londoners. The main aim, to raise awareness of their cause. They want the government to stop new oil and gas projects.
Now, before we go to the boots on the ground footage in a moment, I've got to say that I am very concerned by how the general public is now moving over to sympathise with this group and groups like it, as you'll see in this footage in just a moment. And then after the footage, stick around because I'm going to be showing you some disturbing facts about the organisation, about the militant training that they are getting, because obviously you don't just think they're just coming up with these ideas themselves as individuals. They're receiving militant training, and even worse, the funding that they are receiving, and the numbers are staggering. The amount of financing these groups have got.
There's a big event going on down here. Look how many buses are queued up here. Now, what's this for? Is it a major event? No, it's a woman that's glued herself to the floor again. Here we go again. Okay, here we go again. We've got another protest today. This lady has glued her hand to the floor here. So we've got all the way down there, police vans. Look how many police vans came. 8 police vans for one woman that's glued her hand. And right down here, we've got another 4 vans. So any comments today?
Yeah, I've got a comment. We're not here to say stop driving tomorrow. We're here to say follow the science. No more fossil fuel licenses. This government claims to be a leader. They're not. They're one of the worst in the world in terms of promoting fossil fuels. We all know that our politicians have been taking money from the fossil fuel companies. What they're not doing is following the science. And that's all that we're saying. Please follow the science.
All right, got a question for you then. So, in terms of looking at the other side as well, when people say, you know, where is all the energy going to come from? What would you say to that?
Renewables are now between 7 and 9% cheaper. That's exactly where we should be investing. Let's invest in renewables.
Where's all the, the raw materials, all the steel in terms of wind turbines, in terms of everything for electric batteries? What about all those raw materials? A lot of it comes out of African mines, etc. What do you say to those people?
I'll say you've got a very good point there, and we should control that as well. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Anyone want to say anything in opposition to this today? Come on over. No. See if anyone wants to say a few words.
It's insane. I think it's the wrong form of protesting because it disrupts everything, and it's stupid because people's engines are still on, so it's causing emissions anyways. So I think it doesn't make any sense. Like, go to Parliament, do something there. Like, don't waste people's time. People have jobs. People need to go to hospitals. People got things to do.
Yeah.
So I just think it's stupid because engines are still on. Like, it doesn't make sense. Emissions are still being created. So yeah, that's what I think.
Did you know I asked him where all the raw materials are going to come from, and he didn't have an answer?
Of course he didn't. These are bored people. They have nothing to do. Like, it's literally the stupidest form of protesting I've ever seen. Like,
these are people that are scared about their futures, and they're scared about the future of their children. And actually, it's a privilege that we understand the climate crisis, and seeing a disruption in London and seeing it sitting in traffic. You know, it's a privilege to understand the climate crisis as direct action like this, not as, you know, our families being flooded, our families' homes being on fire. So I think it's actually a privilege that this is how we're understanding the climate crisis. And I think we should be grateful that these people are going through this. Like, that looks, that's a difficult time.
This is very disruptive to everyone's world.
And I think you were saying that they should be going to Parliament. They've spent 28 days in Parliament, and now they have to go to places so people listen
to the
message.
She's off.
I think protesting in Parliament, I don't think disrupting people's lives, local people's daily lives, I don't feel like it should be disrupted. Do you know what I'm saying? I just think I just think it's a thing of, like, it's stupid. I think it's a silly form of protesting.
I agree with you.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, we want to ask this guy. Okay, so you obviously agree with what was just going on.
No, I just think that people have been protesting in Parliament for 30 years, 50 years.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do you get attention? How do you, you know, how do you focus people's minds? The question is, what would you do to prevent your grandchildren dying?
Okay, so question. What percentage of CO2 emissions do you think is causing this crisis? Do you think it's all CO2 emissions and methane?
Well, what do you mean by causing the crisis? Surely every emission contributes to the aggregate number of emissions.
Mm. But what? Do you agree with these people that it's all from methane and CO2 emissions caused by humans? Do you think there's anything to do with weather patterns, sunspot, grand solar minimum, anything like that?
So what do you think?
So I don't think it's 100% methane and CO2. I think there's other things at play that go back tens of thousands of years in terms of weather. I think it's a mix, but I don't think it's all CO2 and methane.
But how does that explain the increase we've seen in the very, very small part of history that the, you know, post-industrial revolution, post the recent thing? All the things you're talking about have evolved in a microscopic sense over 10,000 years, but yet the impact that we've seen has dramatically increased in the past decades. So how does that tie together?
How in terms of what, like sea levels rising? Do you know what, they've risen in the last 50 years? But you're saying you support that. So if you support it, and they are their whole premise is predicated on CO2 emissions.
So clearly, what you're not admitting here is that the impact that we've seen in the facts over the past decades have to be explained by human intervention.
I think there's a little, there's a mix. It doesn't mix. But thanks a lot for talking to us. It's good to get you a point. Yeah.
Do you think the Extinction Rebellion process have engaged politicians like you want it to?
Do I think that the engagement with politicians that we've tried over the past 50 years have worked?
No, but do you think this is working? Because you guys have been doing this for quite a while. Because I've seen this happening for quite a while, and I haven't heard, like, I'm quite into politics. I want to become an MP. Like, I'm quite up to date with it. I've got a history of politics degree. And I've literally, like, I've not heard one politician reference Extinction Rebellion in a positive light, have said that these are effective in any way.
So what would you suggest?
I'd suggest, you know how like BLM did it? It was like a protest, and it was letters, it was surveys or signatures and whatnot.
That's all happening still.
Yeah, but I feel like this isn't effective, but again, because emissions are still being created. Like, you guys are, if anything, you're doing more to the... London's one of the busiest cities in the world.
I agree.
Emissions are being created.
There we go. Did you see that, guys? They agreed. They came to an agreement on part of it there. All right, thanks a lot. I want to ask the police now. How much that cost in terms of police time?
Okay.
Hello, sir, ladies. Quick question: how much police time was used up today by this?
Refer to press bureau, I'm afraid.
You can't even answer a question.
I don't know the answer, so you have to speak.
How long did it take you? Was that an hour?
As I said, sir, you need to speak to press bureau.
Can you believe they won't even answer a question? All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, all right, you too. Keep up the good work. You're fighting the good fight.
All right, so you'll see from the footage, my whole goal for that was not to just go in there and just be like a bull in a china shop and just let rip on them and throw facts and all sorts of other things at them. I wanted to get a general sort of view on how people saw it. But I was very, very surprised that out of that entire crowd of people, I only found one brave lady who was willing to speak out against it. And she really was a brave lady, because by the end, there was a lot of people around her, you know, big groups who were in opposition to her viewpoints. So it took some real courage to actually speak to me when everyone, and this was the crazy thing, the general public seems to be moving onto the side of these activists now. But unfortunately, it's this whole scam that just keeps getting repeated into different sectors and industries where they want to make a huge amount of profit. Now, give me a moment here to prove this to you, because I know what's going to happen otherwise. And again, I've tried to be very neutral up until this point, because these people are nuts. Let me just be clear, they are crazy. You've only got to watch some of these videos. And to say that this is just the beginning and that the actions are going to get more and more extreme unless the government gives in to their demands, well, that is not just a protest group, that is an extremist group. And remember, they're not a political party, but they're trying to force change without realizing and thinking about, well, who's funding me to create this change in the first place? So let's do that now. Let's go to the shared screen. And just a point here, a lot of people are getting Extinction Rebellion and some of the others confused with Just Stop Oil. These guys are the ones in orange. They often look a little bit unusual, as you can see from this picture here. And they have demands. How can a protest organization have demands of a government? So their demand is that the UK government makes a statement that it will immediately halt all future licensing and consents for the exploration, development and production of fossil fuels in the UK. And yet again, just like the protester I spoke to, there is no information anywhere as to where all of this materials are going to come from in order to create this transition. And I said that they were being trained. They are being trained by this organization here called Rebellion Academy. So you can actually go on to this. It's called rebellion.academy. And they're training people in all of these, what they call non-violent, but they are causing criminal damage across a lot of buildings and people's property. And the other thing, look at this. Uprising. Look at the sort of language they're using, some of these stunts that they are doing here. But I want to get on to the financing aspect. And what I would do, because again, I don't want to get too deep into all of this stuff because it gets really scary and really deep. And I know what's going to happen because of how crazy these people are. They are going to target me. So I'm going to say to those of you, look into all of this funding. Look where it comes. I'm going to tell you where a lot of it comes from right now. But if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, I think you will be very shocked. You also have this, the Children's Investment Fund Foundation, which is registered as a charity with assets of £5.2 billion or $6.6 billion. It's the fifth largest global development philanthropy in the world. And guess what? They also fund these groups. Now, let's look a little bit deeper. Now, do you notice this logo here, Generation Unlimited? Doesn't that look a little bit like the Agenda 2030 logo? Am I grasping at straws here? I'm not sure. But let's look. The CEO of the Children's Investment Fund, look what I found here. In 2008, Kate was named as a WEF Young Global Leader. What a surprise. Are we surprised by this? No. But it gets worse. The Children's Investment Fund Management is a London-based hedge fund. Okay, and what are they known for? Investor activism. TCI has a reputation for aggressive shareholder activism. So what is this, you ask? Well, activist shareholder is a shareholder who uses an equity stake in a corporation to put pressure on its management. What are we talking about here? What do I mean by pressure on the management? Well, remember my video on GFANZ, the Global Financial Alliance for Net Zero. Well, guess who runs GFANZ? We've talked about this before. It is Mark Carney. He is the United Nations Special Envoy for Climate Action and Finance. Obviously, a person like this would have to be completely unbiased and have absolutely no reason of a financial nature for wanting to do a job like this and getting the world onto renewable energy. Or would he? Well, here's Brookfield, which is, again, an asset management fund. Who is head of transition investing? Oh, what a surprise. It's Mark Carney again. So what do they do? Social and environmental outcomes with strong risk-adjusted returns. So the man that is pretty much the leader in activist shareholder movements, i.e. putting weight via GFANZ, who control a huge amount of all the finance in the world now, making it transition to clean energy, is also the man that benefits and profits for all of his investors for this movement to the green energy. So yet again then, this is another big scam and the public are starting to fall for it. It's just another sector. So we've seen all these other sectors getting their cut. It's probably going to be the defense industry, weapons manufacturing next. But right now, you've got all of these people, and we are talking tens of thousands of people who are joining this activist movement, which is extremely, extremely aggressive in what they're doing, even though they're saying it is non-violent. They're causing huge amounts of disruption and criminal damage, all in the aid of climate change. But every single piece of data and facts that I was given at that protest from these people was all the exact same facts and data that is only coming out of one single source. Now look, I'm not saying that none of it is true and we're not having any form of climate change. What I'm saying is that this is being hijacked. There is hijacking from the energy companies and the financial sector. So it's the same people every single time that hijack, and they're using these normal everyday people, some of which are very well intentioned. I spoke to them. They were honestly good people, well intentioned, but they're being caught up in all of this movement. And when you've got all these psychologists and experts in neuro-linguistic programming and all these other advisors that are creating all these trainings and academies and meetings, what do you expect? The average person just isn't trained to deal with this sort of mind manipulation. So guys, as always, I'm going to hand this over to you. Feel free to use my material, make your own videos, look into this more deeply, and let's try and expose a lot more of what is going on here. I'll leave you to take some of the flack that is no doubt going to be coming my way after this video. Jump on this and start exposing a lot of what is going on here. Thanks for watching today. Take care. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow.